I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon is when we spend a little time with our friend Alex Rich. He's going to visit in the 4 o'clock hour. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I don't know if anyone has heard about what happened with Mad Men. Mad Men was originally, of course, a Netflix show with Jon Hamm becoming a huge star here from St. Louis. It's one of the few shows, I think there are three, that I've watched completely in its entirety twice. Mad Men, Breaking Bad, and Better Call Saul, all three of those. And they went on to HBO the other night. It didn't go very well. There were some interesting technical glitches that are quite comedic, and I'll explain that after 4 o'clock. Sue will have a Wednesday edition of Sue's News as well. On Monday, I talked a little bit about this report in St. Louis Magazine, which is just crazy, about this ring of South American, they call them crime tourists. And Ryan Kroll, who is the reporter for St. Louis Magazine, who does a daily newsletter, who wrote that story, is with us this afternoon to explain a little bit more about it. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good. This is a crazy story. And I had heard a little bit about this over the last year or so, just from some folks that lived in neighborhoods that were kind of adjacent to this. But this goes back to some weekends in June of 2023, right?
Exactly. And people were wondering why the story's coming out now. That's because these guys, they were just sentenced last month. So all the full case file became available. And I was really sort of interested in the kind of the police procedural portion of this, how they solved the crime. And that just became public in the last few weeks. So I was really eager to tell that story. And I'm happy that it, found interest with you.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So let's give a little background first and foremost on the crime itself and what happened. These were guys that were driving from Florida originally. They're staying in the area, but they're across the river. They're in Illinois. And then what do they do? What happens?
Yeah. So they came up from Florida on two consecutive weekends, really, quick trips in and out. But on three nights, they hit only four homes. But from those four homes, they stole almost $700,000 of jewelry and high-end designer goods.
Unbelievable. Like, really, really expensive watches. By the way, do you watch I just mentioned Jon Hamm. Do you watch Your Friends and Neighbors? Have you seen that show on Apple TV Plus?
I haven't seen it, but someone mentioned that to me about, and I guess he's like robbing his own neighbors.
Yeah,
right?
So he gets fired from his job, and he goes in, and he lives in the fanciest place with all the fancy people in the country club, and he goes in, and he just essentially steals really expensive watches from people who have so many expensive watches, they might not even notice that they're gone. But that's what this kind of reminded me of in a certain way, just because of the prices. You're talking about $50,000 Rolexes, right? A Chanel purse that was $12,000. All kinds of other jewelry. They took in $700,000 in jewelry and designer accessories in four burglaries. Is that the number that we have?
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't in these places very long at all. Like in Ladue, for instance, they were in and out. in about 10 minutes, and they didn't even venture beyond the master bedroom and this, you know, massive walk-in closet. And I guess one difference between them and John Hamm in terms of their MO is that these folks definitely noticed that their stuff was missing.
Yeah.
These guys left a mess. Like, I saw these crime scene photos, drawers were pulled out. You know, they'd use screwdrivers to, you know, get through locked cabinets and that kind of thing. They were quick, but they weren't very clean in the job. It was not ambiguous that this place had been burgled whenever folks got home.
This was all near Old Warson Country Club, right? And were people out of town? Were they like making sure they were watching these homes in advance and they kind of knew when people might be gone, or do we know that?
Yeah, so this is really fascinating. So because one of the vehicles they used was rented from Hertz, the Ladue police afterwards were able to basically know on a literally like a minute-by-minute basis where this car had been at the time of the burglaries. So they could watch the historical data, GPS data, and they saw the Chevy Suburban kind of tooling around this neighborhood earlier in the day, like around noon. Presumably, yeah, seeing who was home, who wasn't home, casing the neighborhood. There's some kind of quirky details, you know. Then they went to the Home Depot, bought some stuff. They hit up like a McDonald's. They hit up a service. They hit up an Airbnb where they were staying just to chill for a little bit. Then they came back over around 9 p.m. and did the actual burglary. You're totally right. You know, make a little bit of an assumption there, but presumably they were kind of looking around that neighborhood, prowling to see, you know, what houses just had no activity whatsoever.
So your story says that they go back, they end up in Florida then, and they meet with a Venezuelan jeweler. Venezuela's been in the news a lot, and they get $35,000, which does not seem like a lot of money. And then they gave the handbags to the lady friends. That's interesting.
Yeah, so
too.
These guys were. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, it's hard to put a price on a good gift for your significant other. But, so that was just from one job. So that was from one house in Ladue. They stole $330,000 worth of stuff. And then, yeah, the handbags they just kind of gave away as, you know, freebies to their friends. And then, yeah, the jewels, the jewelry they sold for really about like one-tenth of what it's worth. And then they basically did the exact same thing the next weekend at different houses in Chesterfield and Frontenac. So that's where the term crime tourist comes.
Right,
like these
right.
guys, they had like the schedule of like a rock band, you know, like they were in Florida one night, St. Louis the next night, North Carolina, South Carolina, where else? Delaware for a while. And yeah, they were just kind of, their whole MO was they would get into like a locale and then get out right away. And the going back to that police procedural part of it, the police were eventually able to kind of figure out where all these guys had been because they had this one kid who was 20 years old. He was doing the driving and he was also booking all the Airbnbs. So they could just kind of look at this kid's, you know, Airbnb history and then, you know, compare that to where there had been break-ins nearby. And that was a big investigative tool.
Yeah, I love that. That's, you know, the police work. Ryan Kroll is here from St. Louis Magazine who wrote about this. Let's talk a little bit more about that because, look, these things could have happened without getting caught decades ago, but there are cameras everywhere, right? And so once they see that there's a van from one perspective, they say, oh, we got to see if another house has a different perspective. And then they start piecing these things together, right?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
100%, yeah. So it started with the security footage of the house that had been hit. But that just kind of let the cops know that the from which direction the, you know, the burglars had come. So then they started looking at cameras, you know, in the adjacent neighborhood, and they saw this really sketchy Chevy Suburban that was driving around at night with no lights on. But even that footage that didn't have the license plates of the Chevy Suburban, but then they could look at other cameras that are around town, around Ladue, that and like pull up that footage for around the time of the burglary. They found a Suburban that had a Florida plate. Then they were able to put it at the Home Depot, and then they could get the Home Depot security footage. So, yeah, I mean, it was like a lot of sort of really sophisticated technology that was put to use, but also just like a lot of, you know, sweat equity on the part of the cops to, you know, go through all this footage and to like chase down surveillance footage at Home Depots, at the McDonald's I mentioned earlier, at the service station. And ultimately what kind of sealed the deal was they sent that security footage they collected from those businesses that these guys hit, they sent it to the Department of Homeland Security. And one of these guys, Vehar Caro, I think his name was, he had had his photo taken by DHS when he entered the country. And using, I guess, like some AI facial recognition stuff, they were able to match the surveillance footage to him. And then he soon thereafter was actually arrested in Florida on something else. And he happened to be with these two other guys at the time. So it all kind of ended up being tied up in a neat little bow.
They're not always the smartest, are they? Well, look, and then the sentencing was what? I mean, they didn't get the stiffest sentences here, did they?
Yeah, I'm always a little bit surprised. I cover a lot of trials. You can never really predict how these things are going to go. But yeah, they got around the two older guys who actually did the breaking and entering. They got around, you know, 3.5-4 years. And then the younger guy I mentioned who was doing the driving and the Airbnb booking, he got a little bit over a year. And yeah, I think you mentioned they're all in the country illegally. So they're almost, you know, certainly going to be headed back to Venezuela and Chile whenever they finish completing their sentences.
Well, great reporting here. It sounds like you had a lot of fun with this too, kind of, you know, putting things together. This is the kind of story that sometimes Hollywood movies and television shows are made of. So I don't know that that's completely out of the question if someone gets a hold and reads this, because it's just kind of a crazy story. So congratulations on putting some good reporting together there at St. Louis Magazine. I really appreciate you coming on here tonight with me, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good talking to you.
Awesome. Take care. It's 343.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.